tee it up? I mean, get the meeting, drop the gavel to start us?
Yeah, the meeting is the September 16th meeting of the Fish and Game Commission is stands.
October 16th.
October 16th. What did I say?
That's okay.
Anyway, October 16th is in session. John, why don't you tee up what we got to do?
Okay, and for the record, we'll do introductions. So on the phone, it's my understanding, is President Richard Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Jim Kellogg.
Yeah.
Being recorded by AGP Video. Then in the room here, we have Vice President Cindy Gustafson.
Here.
Deputy Executive Director John Fisher. I'm not sure who's calling.
Could be Mike.
Well, it was a 530 area code, which doesn't match up with Mike or Adriana. From the commission staff, we also have John Snellstrom here, Sherry Cole. From department staff, we have Dr. Eric Loft and Dan Perigary. And then that's everyone present right now. Let me just go on to say that this is a teleconference meeting of the Fish and Game Commission here at 1416 9th Street, room 1320, Sacramento. Interested members of the public are encouraged to attend. There are none at this point. Our agenda item number one is consideration of certification of negative declaration and final adoption of proposed changes to Section 502, Title 14, related to daily bag limit for canvasback ducks. Staff has suggested motion. If there's no questions.
Are there any questions from or comments from the commissioners?
No.
No.
None from me.
Read
your motion.
Two suggested motions. One is for a summary of proposed project, Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to Section 21080.5 of the Public Resources Code, hereby adopts a proposed initial study / negative declaration document for the proposed regulatory action relating to Sections 502, Title 14, regarding canvasback hunting bag limits. And I'll have to do a roll call vote if we get a motion in a second on this.
Do I hear a motion?
Take the motion.
Second.
Go ahead with your roll call.
Roll call. Richard? Roger?
Aye.
Jim Kellogg?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to the second suggested motion, possible adoption of regulations. Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to the authority vested by Sections 202 and 355 of the Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, or make specific Sections 202, 355, and 356 of said code, and Part 10, Subparts A and B, and Part 20, Title 50, CFR, amended September 18, 1987. Did you read all of this, John? September 18th, 1987, 52 Federal Regulations 35248 of said code, hereby amends Section 502, Title 14, regarding the canvasback hunting regulations. Further, the Commission directs staff to prepare a notice of determination consistent with the approval and adoption of the associated regulations. This notice of determination is to be filed with Secretary of Resources for resources pursuant to Section 781.5, Title 14, and Section 21080.5 of the Public Resources Code.
So move.
Second.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those, or I guess you have to roll call.
Roll call, President Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg.
Aye.
Vice President Gustafson.
Aye.
And we have, I believe that concludes everything we have on the agenda for today.
And there's no one from the public present.
Nope.
Okay.
I move we adjourn.
I'm sorry, Jim.
And I move we adjourn.
Should I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, this is the most expeditious meeting I've ever seen in my life. The meeting.